increased requirements around farm staff and the need to be vaccinated against a number of these influenza type viruses, and for a number of different reasons relating to both the animal and farm workers.
Because how often do we see humans contracting diseases from pigs?
Well, it's actually the other way around. So certainly in the case of what was called swine flu, it was in fact a strain of, as I said, a hybrid strain that was actually passed from humans onto pigs. And so one of the things that we're trying to do is vaccinate so that the impact of flus every winter are minimized, but also particular precautions. So, for example, if I visit a farm, pig farm, I need to make sure I get the flu vaccination before a lot of the bigger farms certainly will let me on site.
So this encouraging people to get a flu vaccination, it's not just for pig producers and people who are working on pig farms, it's what also for people who might be visiting a pig farm in the winter months?
Sure, and also, for example, if someone in your family is working on a pig farm, and it may be a whole range of associated industries, whether you manufacture feed and visit a farm, well, it's quite important that your family is vaccinated as well, because it has consequences for both humans and the animal as well.
If we talk about feral pigs, which are obviously, you know, a big problem in various parts of South Australia and across the border as well, if the risk is more from humans giving diseases to pigs as opposed to the other way around, are people who are perhaps engaging in feral pig hunting or anything like that need to be worried about getting vaccinated as well?
In terms of particular viruses like the influenzas, humans can pass them on to pigs, but there are other diseases, for example, a whole range of quite exotic diseases that we tend to worry about. So in this instance, the feral pig, I think if you're a shooter or even sort of dealing in some way, shape or form with feral pigs, there's perhaps other more pressing things that you might need to consider. But yeah, that's one of the consequences, making sure you're vaccinated, because there's little or no control in terms of how these feral pigs move. And there's a whole range of potential diseases that they could be carrying that are zoonotic and could be transferred onto humans.
Is there a greater risk of disease spreading in a free-range environment, or is there a greater risk in perhaps an environment where the animals don't have as much movement?
So obviously, we urge biosecurity right throughout, whether you're free-range or a conventionally housed piggery. Having said that, though, there's, I guess, a slightly larger risk with the free-range or outdoor production systems, where you potentially have feral pigs or even human contact that is uncontrolled, people over fences, etc.
And just finally, Darryl, what's your message to primary producers leading up to winter?
So we always say maintain biosecurity measures, but particularly going into winter, there's a number of influenza strains out there, and these can have impacts both on worker health but also the health of their pigs. So the message is maintain biosecurity and all the precautions.